Well, Mr. Simon, I can manage trekkers for you.
I asked someone else to manage trekkers for me.
Jake, it's not me.
Oh, good. I was worried for a minute. No, it's not her, is it?
Judah, this is a real job, and I have a good feeling about the cafe.
All right, as long as you're sure. Hey, Kayla, what's that puffy heart for the toy drive all about?
Oh, we don't know. It's a mystery. All we know is that it's full of something valuable.
Valuable?
Miss Jean, join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition in Discovery Mountain. Episode of You Belong, we met Natasha Simon. Jake was a little embarrassed about his not knowing that she was Jamie's sister. Well, a few weeks have passed since Thanksgiving, and Jake has a special project to get trekkers ready for the holidays. His day isn't going to turn out exactly as he hoped, though. I wonder how Judah and his mom and his sister are settling into Discovery Mountain. Let's listen to today's episode called Jake's Very Bad Day, and let's find out.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Granddad.
Hi there, Gadget. Are you ready for a busy day?
Good morning, Mr. Simon. Just 11 more shopping days until Christmas.
Now, that's the kind of enthusiasm I appreciate in an employee, Kayla.
Kayla, you're making me look bad.
Come on, Jamie. The busier we are, the faster the day goes.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
Oh, Mr. Simon, did the peppermint chips arrive yet?
Stan will deliver them later today.
Okay, well, in that case, I'll make white chocolate hot cocoa with caramel syrup and whipped cream the special drink of the day.
And I'll be your first customer.
Order coming right up.
Good morning, Mr. Simon. Hey, are you ready to turn trekkers into a winter wonderland?
Jake, good morning. I see you brought your spray snow.
I sure did. See, I've got 14 cans of spray snow right here in my backpack. Oh, but Mr. Simon, do you have more in the store just in case I run out?
Oh, Jake, I'm sure the 14 cans will be enough to decorate every window in trekkers.
Jake, spray snow. You weren't kidding. Granddad, you're really going to let Jake spray fake snow in the trekkers' windows?
Jamie, I trust Jake. Besides...
Yeah, besides, he trusts me. And as I told Mr. Simon, it's a family tradition. See, my sister and I did this every year when I was a kid.
But you didn't get snow at Christmas where you grew up. Look outside, we have plenty.
You can never have too much snow at Christmas time, Jamie. Hey, Mr. Simon, where should we start? Should we start near the window next to the door?
Oh, Jake, I'm sorry I didn't tell you.
Tell me what?
I can't help you today.
But this is my only free day. Oh, I've got papers to grade and reader needs me to...
I know, Jake. You can still decorate the windows. I just can't help. I'm going into the city with Shelley today. I asked someone to manage the store for me.
Well, Mr. Simon, I can manage trekkers for you. The store is in great hands with Jacob P. Donovan in charge.
Jake, I love you like a son, but I asked someone else to manage trekkers for me.
Wait a minute. It's not Jamie, is it? I'm way older than she is, and...
Jake, it's not me.
Oh, good. I was worried for a minute. No, it's not her, is it?
Her? If you mean Natasha,
Hi, Granddad. I made cookies this morning to celebrate my first day as Trekker's manager. Come and get a freshly baked cookie, everyone.
Ooh, cookies. Yum. Thanks, sis.
Natasha, you're just filling in for me for the day. This isn't a permanent job.
I know, Granddad, but I bring enthusiasm to everything I do. Enthusiasm!
Oh, brother.
Ah, Judah, just look at this place. Discovery Mountain is a winter wonderland.
It's a little colder than it was during summer camp.
Well, it isn't summer anymore. Look at how the snow hangs off of the evergreen trees. I've never seen anything so beautiful in all my life.
Mom, you really do like it here, don't you?
I really do. Judah, I got something for the toy drive for Ward's Wishes. Would you drop this off at Trekker's for me? I don't want to be late for my second day at work.
Yeah, I can do that. Mom?
Yes, son?
Are you sure you'll like working at Miss Lucy's cafe? Don't you miss your real job?
Judah, this is a real job, and I have a good feeling about the cafe.
All right, as long as you're sure.
Thanks. I'll see you and Gracie tonight.
Judah!
Oh, hey, Jamie. Where's the box for the toy drive stuff?
Oh, right next to the door. See, under the puffy heart?
Ah, right next to Jake. What's he doing?
He's decorating the windows to look like a winter wonderland.
Really? Has he looked outside? I can't believe how much snow there is in Discovery Mountain.
I know. Isn't it beautiful?
I guess. Hey, is there really a valuable reward inside the puffy heart for the Ward's Wishes toy drive?
Yeah, it's stuffed with something mysterious and valuable.
It's so cold outside. I know what the best reward would be.
What, Judah?
Mittens. The puffy heart has to be full of mittens.
Well, I don't know, Judah. I guess we'll wait and find out.
All right. See ya.
Bye, Judah. Stay warm.
There. One more toy in the toy drive box. Hey, Jake. What are you creating?
We're creating a winter wonderland.
Hey, Judah. I'm making a winter scene on the windows, and someone is micromanaging me.
Well, looks nice. Just what Discovery Mountain needs. More snow.
Oh, hey, Judah. That reminds me. I got you a present to welcome you and your mom and Gracie. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay, Jake. Thanks.
Judah, how does your mom like your new job?
Oh, she seems to like it so far. She has a good feeling about the cafe, she says.
Well, that's good. I'll stop and see her again tomorrow.
Judah, here's your present.
Oh, Jake, you shouldn't have.
Well, open it up. Come on.
Okay. It's a snow globe.
Yeah. See, just shake it up. Looks just like it's snowing in Discovery Mountain.
I just love it, Jake.
Oh, Jake, you have good taste. I got Judah and his family.
Natasha, you don't have to say anything, Ava.
I got them that very snow globe, only bigger.
Oh, really? You didn't have to say that. It's okay.
You got them the same thing, only better.
I guess that's one way of looking at it. Now, Jake, do you know how to make a snowflake with spray snow?
I sort of. Well, no.
I'll show you.
Bye, Jake. Love the snow globe, really. Thanks. Bye.
Bye, Judah. I'm glad you like my little gift.
Thank you for shopping with us, Mrs. Enderby. Merry Christmas.
Jamie, your mom left me a note to drop this off for the toy drive. Where's that box?
Oh, hi, Dad. The box is right by the door.
I walked right past it.
Hey, Chaplain Simon. You look like you could use a hot cocoa with some caramel syrup and whipped cream to warm you up.
You know, as tempting as that sounds, I think I'd rather have a hot tea.
One Simon special, tea with maple syrup coming right up.
Thanks, Kayla.
Dad, give me that toy. I'll put it in the box for you.
Oh, thanks, Jamie.
Take a seat, Chaplain Simon.
Boy, this reminds me of the days when I worked behind that counter for my dad.
Mr. Simon is a good boss.
Yes. Yes, he is. Hey, Kayla, what's that puffy heart for the toy drive all about?
Oh, we don't know. It's a mystery. All we know is that it's full of something valuable.
Valuable?
Yeah, it was made by one of the kids that Ward's Wishes helped.
Huh. Maybe it's stuffed with airline vouchers.
Airline vouchers?
Yeah, you know, for free plane rides. I could use those to come and visit Discovery Mountain more often.
Yeah, Chaplain Simon, that would be valuable. Here's your maple syrup tea.
Thanks, Kayla.
Hey, Kayla, could you make me one of your special hot cocos with the caramel syrup and the whipped cream?
Another Jake?
Yeah. You know who is driving me crazy?
Jake, did you see that Chaplain Simon stop by to drop off a toy?
Oh, hey, Chaplain Simon, I didn't see you there.
Hi, Jake. You know, your snow window art is pretty impressive. I really like that giant snowman.
You do? Well, your daughter made the snowman.
Jamie?
Nope, Natasha, of course. She's bossy. I mean, she's the boss today.
Yeah, manager for the day.
Chaplain Simon, could I please join you for visitation at the hospital tomorrow? I want to learn all your chaplain tips before you go back overseas.
Ah, Jake, anytime. Well, anytime but tomorrow. I promised Natasha that I'd take her with me to visit the patients at the hospital tomorrow.
Well, that just about does it. You're taking her instead of me?
Just for one day, Jake.
You're welcome to go with me again on Thursday. Listen, she's my daughter, and I want to spend some time with her.
Yeah, I guess I get it. Daughters are pretty important, they say.
Here's your hot cocoa, Jake, with extra whipped cream, just the way you like it.
Forget it, Kayla. I'm not thirsty anymore.
You just ordered it.
Yeah, well, I changed my mind.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Natasha.
Ooh, Jake, you don't want this drink? I'll take it.
Go ahead. You seem to enjoy taking whatever's mine.
Thanks. But Jake...
What's going on with Jake?
I don't know.
I think I know, and I hope that I can help before it's too late.
Jake isn't having the best day now, is he? He expected to spend the day with Mr. Simon decorating the windows, but instead he's spending the day being bossed around by Natasha. Can Kayla figure out what's wrong before it's too late? We'll find out right after this break.
Hi, parents and teachers. Director Doug here. Here at Discovery Mountain, we like to exercise our faith. We've created a faith exercise workbook to help your children and students dig a little deeper. Each workbook contains age-specific, engaging activities and coloring pages based on the seasonal Bible story. Find the faith exercise workbooks at discoverymountain.com/store and exercise your faith today.
Hey, I'm Sean Boonstra, speaker-director for The Voice of Prophecy, the ministry that brings you Discovery Mountain. You know, nothing makes me happier than hearing from parents, teachers, and pastors about the difference this program makes to children and families. Why don't you visit us at VOP.com to see the other programs and resources that the Voice of Prophecy has to offer. That's VOP.com.
Jake's day just keeps going from bad to worse. Can Kayla figure out what's wrong before it's too late?
One box of peppermint chocolate chips.
Oh, hi, Stan. Yay, Mr. Simon said you'd be delivering these today.
Yes, ma'am. That and, of course, some more trail mix. Is Natasha Simon here by chance?
Yeah, she and Jake are decorating the windows.
Oh, good. I can tell them both about the new trail mix she requested.
Natasha requested a different trail mix brand?
Yes. It has Mr. Simon's approval signature right here on the order.
Oh, Stan, don't tell Jake today. He's already having the worst.
Excuse me. Kayla, I have a lot of shopping to do. I'd like to order now.
You've got a line of customers. I'll let you get back to work, Kayla.
Stan, wait. I'm sorry to keep you waiting, ma'am. What can I make you?
Natasha Simon?
Yes, that's me.
I have your order of trail mix right here. Please sign here.
Did someone say trail mix?
Careful there, Jake. Don't fall off your ladder.
Thanks for the order, Stan. I told my granddad about this amazing brand of trail mix I found when I was traveling in the...
Hey, what's wrong with the regular brand of trail mix?
Oh, nothing. Just this one's better.
It is not.
It is. Try some.
I will not try some. Natasha, boss, may I take a break?
Yes, of course, Jake.
Fine.
Jake's pretty particular about his trail mix, you know.
I know. Granddad told me. That's why I ordered this one for him. He's gonna love it. If he'll only try it.
Well... All right, I'll let you get back to it. Hey, what's that puffy heart doing in the window over there by the door?
That? Oh, that's a prize for our toy drive for Ward's Wishes. It's filled with something mysterious and valuable.
A toy drive? Ah, I'll bring some toys on my next trip up the mountain. I wonder what's in the heart.
I think it's stuffed with $100 bills.
You know what's more valuable than $100 bills?
No, what?
Platinum.
Platinum?
Yeah, it's probably stuffed with platinum.
Okay, Stan. I'll see you later this week?
Sure thing, boss.
Well, I'm just the boss for the day. Bye, Stan.
Bye, boss.
Hey, Jamie, will you hand me another can of spray snow, please?
Sure, here, Jake. These windows look amazing.
Do you like the snowflakes I made?
They're amazing, Natasha. The trees are so lifelike, too.
Jamie, I'll show you how to make trees. See, you just hold the can on an angle like this and draw lines, and voila!
Nice.
Jamie, do you want to...
Jamie, here, catch.
Oh, you're going to let me use the spray snow?
Yeah. Here, make a snowflake like this.
Oh, I can't quite reach. Jake, can I use the ladder?
Oh, yeah. Here, I'll get down.
Jamie, climb up and spray a snowflake above mine.
Like that? Look, it's just like when we were kids.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to have you home, Natasha. I just wish you could stay.
Well, I guess my work here is done. Bye, Jamie.
Jake walked slowly to the back of Trekkers, while Kayla made hot cocoa for customers and Jamie and Natasha decorated the windows. Jake walked out to the loading bay. Before leaving, he turned and looked back over his shoulder.
Bye, Trekkers. I'm gonna miss you and Mr. Simon, and I'll miss you too, Discovery Mountain.
Jake wrapped himself up tightly in his winter coat and got ready to walk down the mountain and to the city. Outside, the sun was shining, but a cold wind tugged at his scarf. Jake's stomach rumbled. Walking past Ms. Lucy's cafe, he paused.
Well, if I'm gonna run away from Discovery Mountain, I can't go on an empty stomach. I'll stop just long enough for supper.
Jake, look at you all bundled up. Are you going on a hike?
Oh, hi, Miss Michelle. I guess you could say that.
Let me guess. Your rumbling stomach brought you in here.
Oh, it did. It sure did. What's the soup of the day?
Well, Miss Lucy made a delicious broccoli and cheddar soup, and there's homemade bread to go along with it.
I'll take one bowl and two slices.
Okay, Jake, coming right up. Why don't you hang up your coat and scarf and stay a while?
I guess I'll stay a little longer.
Jake hung his coat and scarf on a hook by the door. Inside the cozy cafe, he felt sad. Discovery Mountain felt so much like home. If only he felt like he really belonged, like he was part of the family.
Here we go, one bowl of soup and two slices of bread.
Oh, thanks, Miss Michelle. You and Judah are really gonna like it here in Discovery Mountain. You'll fit right in and become part of the family. I almost did.
Jake, what do you mean you almost did? You're at least half the reason that Judah wanted to move here.
I'm not really part of the Simon family.
Well, maybe not, but you're like a son, and... Oh, Jake, your phone is buzzing.
It doesn't really matter.
Oh?
See? They gave up calling.
I see. Well, as I was saying... Oh, Jake, looks like they're trying to reach you again.
Okay, fine. Let's see who it is. Hello?
Jake, where are you? Jamie's hurt. We need you to come back now, quickly.
Jamie's hurt? Oh, no. I hope it isn't serious. Is Jake really going to run away from Discovery Mountain? We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
Hi, Director Doug here. Are you an aspiring voice actor? Do you think that you might be the next Jacob P. Donovan? Contact us for more information at discoverymountain.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Snuts, and I play Michelle Harris. Part of my regular job is to let you know about what's happening here at Discovery Mountain. I invite you to sign up for our online newsletter. Visit discoverymountain.com and sign up. I'll personally send you updates each week with the latest on our episodes, production, and more. Visit discoverymountain.com and sign up for the online newsletter today.
Hi, Mr. Simon here. Would you like to get to know the Simon family and each of us in Discovery Mountain a little better? Visit discoverymountain.com. Here you can read about each of your favorite characters. You can also listen to each of the seasons, watch Director Doug's behind-the-scenes videos, and find resources to exercise your faith. Visit us at discoverymountain.com today.
Hey, it's Sean Boonstra, Speaker-Director of The Voice of Prophecy, the ministry that brings you this program. Has Discovery Mountain been an encouragement to the children in your life? Weekly Discovery Mountain episodes are made possible through the generosity of our supporters. Would you like to join us as a supporter? Find out how you can receive a Discovery Mountain t-shirt as a thank you gift. Call us at 1-877-566-7365 today. That's 877-566-7365.
Before the break, Jake got an urgent call from Kayla. Jamie's hurt. What did Jake do? Did he continue to run away from Discovery Mountain? Or did he go back to Trekkers to help Jamie? Let's find out.
Kayla, I'm here. Where's Jamie?
Oh, good. Jake, there you are. Where's the first aid kit?
Oh, I moved it to a better location. See, it was under the register, but that meant in an emergency, someone had to bend down, and if the register was open, they could hit their head and
Jake, where did you move the first aid kit?
Oh, it's on the top shelf above Mr. Simon's desk in the office.
Thank you. Jamie, I'll be right back.
Oh, Jamie, are you okay? What happened?
Oh, hi, Jake. Yeah, I'm all right. I just scratched my head.
You're bleeding.
It's just a scrape, Jake. I called my mom and she told us to clean the cut and put a bandage on it.
I'll get the first aid kit.
Jake, Kayla's getting it, remember?
Oh, right. What happened, Jamie?
I moved the ladder to take down the puffy heart so we could decorate that window.
And she slipped off the ladder.
Jake, where were you?
Well, I got hungry.
Jake, as your boss...
Yeah, I know.
Gadget, what's wrong, boy?
He's growling at the puffy heart.
Oh, because I was holding it when I fell.
I'll put it back up on the window once you're all bandaged. There's nothing to worry about, boy. Jamie will be okay.
All right, here's the first aid kit. Natasha, you clean the cut.
Check.
Jake, you find the bandage.
Okay, I'm looking. Found one!
How's that feel, Jamie?
It's good. I just have one important question.
Yeah, what is it?
Did any of the customers see me fall?
Oh, brother. No, it was just us in the store. The last customer just left before you fell.
Oh, good.
Glad you have your priorities right.
Priorities? Yes, like hot cocoa. Kayla, would you make one for me? Pretty please?
All right. Sit over at that table and I'll bring you one.
Thanks, Kayla. I love you like a sister.
Yeah.
Hey, boss. I think I can go finish my supper at the cafe now?
You went to the cafe and didn't tell anyone?
Well, you didn't seem to need me here.
Jake, you're a volunteer here. If you want to go and finish your sandwich, go right ahead.
Broccoli and cheddar soup.
Okay, whatever you're eating, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Jake, wait, don't go.
Kayla, I really need to get back to the cafe.
No, you don't. Jake, come on. Go in Mr. Simon's office.
But...
Now.
Okay. I just want to eat my soup.
Jake, stop it with the soup talk. I know what's really going on.
You do?
Yeah, you were running away from Discovery Mountain.
I was?
You were. You think that we don't need you around here anymore now that Natasha's here.
Kayla, how'd you know?
I am the daughter of Discovery Mountain's finest police officer, and I noticed details, and you've been acting weird all day.
Well,
I mean, weirder than usual.
Okay, well, you caught me, Kayla. It's just that everything I do, Natasha does it better. Mr. Simon put her in charge as manager.
Yes, she's better qualified, Jake. You're not really the manager type.
Well, maybe, but what about...
Definitely.
Well, and then I bought a snow globe for Judah and his mom, Miss Michelle. And Natasha got them the same one, but bigger.
That sort of stinks, but...
And then Chaplain Simon said he was taking Natasha to visit the patients in the hospital, not me.
Well, she is his daughter.
I know, and that's my whole point. I'm not part of the family. I really don't belong, Kayla.
Jake, that's just not true. You might not be blood relatives, but you're part of the Simon family, and they love you.
I'm just in the way now that Natasha's here.
Jake... Do you remember in freshman Bible class, you had a worship one day on 2 Corinthians?
I had a lot of worships from a lot of chapters. You need to be a little bit more specific.
It was about how we are all the sons and daughters of God.
Oh, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 18. Yeah, I remember.
How does that verse go? Let me look it up.
Well, I know it by heart. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
Sons and daughters of God.
Yeah, we're all a part of the family of God, and God loves each one of us like sons and daughters.
Jake, Mr. Simon loves you like a son.
Are you sure?
I heard him say it this morning. Jake, you belong here.
He did say that, didn't he? Kayla, my soup can wait. Spray snow waits for no one.
Go, Jake, go.
Jake, Kayla, there you are.
Is Jamie all right, Natasha?
Jamie, yeah, she's fine, but...
But what?
Someone stole the puffy heart and all the valuables inside of it.
Oh, no.
Granddad will never let me be in charge again.
Oh, no. Who could have stolen it?
Well, I'm glad that Jamie is all right and that Jake decided to stay in Discovery Mountain. How about you? Well, ever since Natasha arrived for a visit, Jake has felt as if he's not quite a part of the Simon family. I'm glad that Kayla reminded him of the verse in the Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 18. Remember, you always belong in God's family. We are each His sons and daughters, just as the verse tells us. And this is what it says. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Ha, what a day. And now who could have possibly stolen the Ward's wishes heart? Today's episode, Jake's Very Bad Day, is episode 2 in our story series called You Belong. Join us again for our next episode in this series, where we'll learn more about the stolen heart and about our Bible story from the book of Ruth. Jake had a wonderful reminder today that he does belong in Discovery Mountain. Will Judah and his mom, Miss Michelle, ever feel as if they belong as well? Well, we'll find out more next time. See you then.
Hi, Director Doug here, and I'm really curious about who stole the Ward's wishes heart. It's full of something valuable, but it's a mystery, isn't it? I don't think that the heart is full of platinum like Stan suggested. Do you know why? Well, it would be far too heavy for starters. Are you wondering what platinum is? Visit me at the Director Doug area of the homepage for a fun activity where we can learn more about this element. It's more valuable than silver or gold. Curious? Come visit us at discoverymountain.com. Would you like to join everyone in Discovery Mountain to help provide toys for children who have a parent in jail? We invite you to join us. We've created a special page with all the information that you need. Parents, grandparents, and teachers, please visit discoverymountain.com/learn. There you'll find important information on getting involved and the directions to create your own puffy heart craft. Join us again next time.
I'm Miss Jean, and you've been listening to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. To listen to other episodes and to send us a message, visit us online at discoverymountain.com or write to us at Discovery Mountain, P.O. Box 999, Loveland, Colorado, 80539. And in Canada, write to Box 2127, Oshawa, Ontario, Canada, L1H7V4. Discovery Mountain is a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Join us again next time here at Discovery Mountain, where every day is an exercise in faith. Jake's Very Bad Day was written by Jean Boonstra and post-produced in Ontario, Canada by Douglas Bruce and Danny Columbi.